All right. It's the 25th anniversary Chicago Blues Festival. It's the 20th anniversary since the last appearance here by Mr. B.B. King. Would you please make welcome, ladies and gentlemen, under the direction of Mr. James Bolden, the B.B. King Blues Band. All right, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, we have a very special presentation to be made. So would you please welcome to the center microphone from the Mayor's Office of Special Events, the Deputy Director, David Kennedy, Mr. Barry Dolans, the Blues Fest Coordinator, and a man you all know, Mr. Buddy Guy.
Hello, Chicago. Oh, what a night. Ladies and gentlemen, for 25 years, the city of Chicago have been giving you some of the greatest blues that you ever heard. And I'm honored to be here tonight with one of the greatest guitar players that ever lived. And I don't want him to know this, but if it wouldn't be for him, I wouldn't have to pay as much for my guitar as I do today. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. B.B. King.
It says to B.B. King, welcoming you to the 25th Annual Chicago Blues Festival, making the 20th year since your legendary performance. With best wishes, Mayor Richard M. Daley, City of Chicago.
Perry, thank you. I want to thank the mayor. And over to my left, one of my best friends. I also want to thank David and everybody that has something to do with today, and especially the mayor. But I wanted to tell you something. I'm going to try to play in a minute. I have many years thought, still do, that the godfather of the blues, we heard the godfather of soul was James Brown, another friend of ours. The godfather to me of the blues is Muddy Waters. But sitting in the back a few minutes ago, Harry, I thought about the people that helped Muddy Waters to be the godfather. It was this great guy here, Buddy Guy. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you, Dave, all of you. And over to my far left, there's two more great ones, the father and the son, Lonnie Brooks and Ronnie, both over there. And both big hands, please. I want to thank everybody and thank you again. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, may I play a little bit now? You may notice the last time I was here, I don't know how many years it was, I didn't have to sit down. Now, you can say my age, but I noticed one thing, you can say my age or the diabetes, but it's another lady here, ladies and gentlemen, that if Bessie Smith was alive, she'd probably cry and hug her. Miss Coco Taylor. Coco Taylor. They call my name B.B. King. But if that's the case, I'm sitting among royalty all around me. So I thank you, Chicago. For you that don't know why I'm thank you. I'm a diabetic is the reason I'm sitting down. I can't walk. But I only try to impress the girls when I'm standing. And I'm telling you now I can walk, ladies. But I want to do this before I get into this first song. I thank all of you. Thank all of you. Thank all of you. Thank you so much. just come back in a hurry, 'cause I need you. Do something that everybody could do a bit too. Do you feel like singing today? Can't hear you good. I said, do you feel like singing today? Now, nobody asked me my part, my political, where I, you know, which party it was. I ain't gonna tell you either. But look like we all got something to be happy about. I never have lived in Chicago, but I wanted to, but Buddy wouldn't rent me a house. But I feel so good about Chicago. Who is it that comes from Chicago that's the nominee of the Democratic Party? And you leaders ain't playing this short either. Now all of you leaders, the one that didn't think you could, now you know you can. I said, now you know you can! If your old man ain't politically involved, he ain't bringing the groceries when he should, tell him the heck with him. You're going to run for president and throw him out. Hey, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live for once, and when you're dead, you're done. Let the good time go. Let the good time go. I didn't mention it a little bit before, but I'd like you to know the members that's helping me out here, my group. A while ago, we heard them on a tune that I dedicated to you and yours. I didn't tell you then, but I do. Young man at the keyboard, Mr. Ernest Van Treese, make it happy, please. Thank you, sir. The young man on the bass, Reggie Richards. This is my band, Reggie Richards. On the drums, Tony Coleman. Tony Coleman. The young man that stepped over here on the saxophone a little while ago was Melvin Jackson. Melvin Jackson. Now, one of the young men you haven't heard a lot about, that you will, is my guitarist. I'm talking to these guitars over to the left there. You ought to watch him sometime. He makes it hot for me. I get up and walk off. You can make him happy if you will. Charlie Dennis on the guitar. I got two or three other guys. My band leader been with me 29 years. I can't hear you. 29 years. His name is James Bolden, but we call him Boogaloo. Make him happy. Boogaloo. We got two more. I haven't featured them yet, but I'm going to announce them right now so you know. One of them, I usually announce them in order of. The next one is my nephew. His name is Walter Riley King. Make him happy. Walter Riley King. Last but not least is the way I usually introduce them. Stanley Abernathy. Stanley Abernathy. You notice all of my young. Every one of them young enough to be my sons. I do have a couple of sons over here. Grandson, granddaughters, great-granddaughters. They're over in the point over there. We don't have enough time for all of them, but would you give my family a big hand, all of my family? A lot of you are so young, you don't know about the early tunes and the old days, but you're not old enough to know about them. But the beginning of Chicago blues, when Muddy opened the gate, they let a few of us in, and one of the tunes I had at that time, go to B flat, guys. One of the tunes I had then, I'm gonna do a few of the real oldest, then we're gonna come back. Now here it is, 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't think I wanna do it yet. Can't find my baby. Hey, but I can't be sad.
where Buddy Guy hang out. Somebody you like, you don't want nobody to have. But ladies, a lot of ladies are like that today. Ladies speak up for themselves. But I'll tell you this part. You might get a little sick, baby. And you know I'm not at home. I don't want the doctor hanging around. Tell him to wait. Till I get home. For the older people. A lot of time, ladies, we men get a little bit insecure, whatever that means. Well, but then we screw up a bit. Go to A-National, guys. And when we screw up, we come back home and try to do one of Muddy Waters' tunes. I got a sweet little ask my baby for a nickel. And she gave me a $20 bill. Ask my baby for a nickel. And she gave me a $20 bill. You know, I asked her for a little drink of liquor. And she gave me a whole whiskey still. Another one for you. This one tells a little bit about B.B. King. When you went to a big town, even in Mississippi, if you were a blues singer, it was thumbs down. I went around the world, and the people would say, "You're from Chicago?" Because we know that's the capital of the blues. But God had something to do with that. Anyway, it's quite a bit different today, so this one tells a little bit about B.B. King. I've traveled from town to town. It seems like everybody, they want to put me down because I'm a blues man, but I'm a good man. Understand? I went down to the bus station, looked up on the wall. My money was too light. Couldn't go nowhere at all. I'm a poor man, a blues man, but a good man. Understand? Thank you. but a good man. Understand? To be good to me. Some of them I got tired. I see some of them leave me right now. Some of them got tired of me doing the same old B.B. King. So some of them felt sorry for me. They started writing tunes for me, thinking maybe they could make me, some of them use the word contemporary. Whatever the heck that is. So I had a group called U2. Bono said, well, we're gonna help the old dude out. So Bono wrote a song for me. It's titled When Love Came to Town. But hold it just a minute, hold it, hold it. They was talking about me, I was love coming to town. What does that mean? But before I get into this, I want you to know, you can take a mule and dress him up, put him on a tuxedo and all that. But if you don't watch, you'll still see his ears. Don't you laugh, buddy guy. I see Lonnie Brooks over there, he and his son, they laughing, don't y'all laugh. I'm still from Mississippi and I care a night, uh-uh. So anyway, they tried to make me kind of come up in the world just a little bit. That's all right with me, though. It's all right, you know. They wanted to make me whatever contemporary means. So we're gonna do this one for you. Yeah, 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 yeah. They don't know that Bono wrote the song for me.
They don't know Bono.
Don't say that.
They don't know the group U2.
There is
they
a group.
They don't know either one of Bono.
You do know U2. All right, then.
I'm wrong again.
Yes, you're wrong again.
Again.
Now, ladies, for your information, I want to talk to the ladies, Tony Coleman. Ladies, for your information, there is such a group for young, handsome, good-looking, great, talented, rich young men. I know they're good because they did a lot of good things for me, and they didn't tell me to do this. But every now and then I have to do it. There is such a group, and the tune is called When Love Came to Town, and they was talking about me. I said they was talking about me! Now, I added a little something to it, which means all you men that approaching my age, don't you shake. See, a shark can bite on something, maybe lose 5 or 6 teeth. But in time, he'll grow 8 or 10 more. But when you get to be my age and you break something, it's finished. In fact, when you get to be my age, a lot of things are finished long before you break them. That big one, buddy, running Lenny over there, because they're not as old as I am. So now, what you do is, you guys, if you're near my age, don't you shake with me, just wiggle your finger. Let the ladies do the shaking. Now, are you ready? I can't hear you. Are you ready? Exercises for 82-year-olds. You ready now? Are you ready now?
Love the control.
Let me say this to you. Time leaves so fast. I want to thank you, sir, leaving the stage. I want to thank you for being with us. I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us. I forgot. I thought I could be here as long as I wanted to. But they told me earlier, they said they had a strict curfew tonight. Well, you know, compared to me, a lot of y'all are underage. I said, compared to me, a lot of you are underage. You can't go to Butter Guys and get a beer. I can go get loaded if I want to. Ladies and gentlemen, let me thank you. I hope you enjoyed some of what I had for you. But if you don't mind, the thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. Thrill is gone, baby. The thrill is gone away. Thank you so much. According to the clock that got in front of me, I got three minutes. Go to 8 flat, guys. I could just play for you all night. Thank you. Thank you for being so good to us. I want to thank the administration of Chicago. Wait a minute, buddy. Don't you leave here yet. Buddy guy, don't you leave here, man. Leave me yet. I see you leaving. Tell her to wait. If she don't wait, I'll tell your wife. God bless all of you. It's been so long since I was here. A lot of the people that was here at that time are not with us anymore. At 82, I don't know how much longer I'll be here, but remember this. Someone really loves you. Guess who? Guess who? Someone really cares. So open your heart. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the King of the Blues. One and only, Mr. B.B. King. Very kind, ladies and gentlemen. King of the Blues himself, Mr. B.B. King.
About that, ladies and gentlemen, for a conclusion of the 25th annual Chicago Blues Festival, the King of the Blues and the Royal Court, Coco Taylor, Wayne Baker Brooks, Ronnie Baker Brooks, Lonnie Brooks, and Buddy Guy in attendance for a performance by the King, B.B. King. All right, it's been another great Chicago Blues Festival. For those of you from out of town, thank you so much for coming, and please come back again all year long. There's always great blues in the world capital of the blues. And for those of you in Chicago, please support your local blues artists and your local blues clubs and go out and hear some live blues again this week. That's it for the Chicago Blues Festival. Please be nice to your blues-loving neighbors as you make your way out of the park this evening. Thank you. Good night.